So this morning, it is a special message. We started the book of Acts last week, but we are going to put that on pause and resume next week. And the title of this morning's message is God Works Through Ordinary Faithfulness. I was thinking about the different mothers that are represented in the Bible. You think of women like Jochebed and the things that are experienced by these women that we've read about. Truly serve as examples of just a motherhood that is impactful. Now, Jochebed is the mother of Moses. And they lived in a time when the Jewish children, they weren't given much of a chance to live. And so she was forced with the decision to either keep him or to have him go down the river and, in hope to be picked up by perhaps Pharaoh's household. And that's indeed what happened. So you think of her. I think of Rachel, who was a mother of not only Joseph, but Benjamin. Benjamin, as she gave birth to Benjamin, died in child birth. And was not there to see Benjamin grow and for Joseph to come back, that is, for his family to be reunited with him. I think of people like Esther and how it is that Esther had was one who was used profoundly by the Lord to impact not only her own people, but a whole nation. I think of people like Ruth, how it is that she experienced the loss of her husband and how her mother-in-law had experienced the loss of her husband and her two boys. And so these mothers are ones that we can look to in the word. Hannah, who was barren, she was childless for a number of years. We can look to Abraham and Sarah. Sarah, in fact, if you can imagine, how many of you are 90 years old? She was 90. In a miraculous way, she bore Isaac, the son of promise. These are all stories in the Word. What we're going to take a look at this morning is one that is has always been of particular interest to me, and that is the mother and grandmother of Timothy and how it is that they impacted the life of one young man to serve and to be an encouragement to others, to rise to the occasion. But that was only because of the faith that was instilled in him by his mother and grandmother. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 is where we see Paul writing to Timothy, this young protege of him, and pouring into him and giving him some counsel as far as the exercising of his faith, the service that he was to render to those around him for the sake of the furtherance of the gospel. So let's begin by reading 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 3. In Paul's letter, he writes, "I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, as I think about the list of mothers that I was reminded of, Lord, we know that you have a plan and a purpose for each one. I thank you for the influence and the impact of mothers. And I ask, Lord, that you would bless our time together in your word, that it would truly be special, something that you give effect to by the power of your Spirit. And Lord, we would be reminded of faithfulness, how it is that we, no matter who we are, Lord, can have that same impact on others for your glory in the furtherance of the gospel. And so, Lord, we commit this time to you, Lord. We ask your blessing and pray this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Today is indeed a special day. And we're taking a moment to address motherhood from a biblical perspective. But I can't help but acknowledge the thoughts and emotions that this day can bring to the surface for various reasons to different people. I was just mentioning to some brothers and sisters that in times past, we have focused entirely on godly mothers, on mothers perhaps, which they're experiencing at the present moment, good circumstances, everything's going well in general. But we need to also understand that Mother's Day can bring about a series of thoughts that are not so happy and not so pleasant. You might be sitting next to someone who is feeling that way, who's experiencing those emotions, who's not sure, here anyway, but it's not such a great day. Of course, we have the mom who is fully celebrating this day. This mom has most things going well within her family. She may have her own mother sitting next to her here at church. But we also need to realize that there are those moms who are grieving. The loss of their own mother, or perhaps those who have lost a child, including a miscarriage that nobody knows about. We have mothers who are grieving the state of their children, who are wayward, agonizing for them in prayer and having difficult conversations with them on a regular basis, making every attempt to help give them direction. We also have those who are longing to have a child. Women who have been trying sometimes for years to have a child but haven't been able to do so. They're wondering if it will ever happen. And meanwhile, they're here with all of us, celebrating pregnancies and celebrating baby dedications. My heart goes out to you. What about the not so good experience with a mother? Every time the word mother comes up, the thoughts of warmth and love and care are not ones that come up. Perhaps their mom was absent, and perhaps even abusive. And every illustration of a loving mother reminds that person of something they did not have. I'm telling you, as I thought about these things, it just broke my heart. About moms that are overlooked. You know, there are many moms that are overlooked. Children, take note. Please take note. Don't text your mom, call her. Spend time reaching out to her, sharing your love with her. Don't take your mom for granted. There are mothers who have been taken for granted, who are overlooked. Especially today, it seems like that's just the thing. Be respectful of my boundaries and don't cross them, and I'll treat you as I wish to treat you. Nonsense. Especially as believers, come on, please. Let's love on our mothers. Let's go out of our way for our mothers. Or how about grandmothers that are raising children? Oftentimes they are overlooked and taken for granted. Other things or people are more important than you as a mother, and that's painful. I understand. This is why as these things were brought to my attention, not from one person, but as I read and I was going over different things, these things were brought to my attention. I thought, wow, in times past, we've just simply just zeroed in. Listen, there are women, there are sisters who are dealing with things like this. And we need to be a people who acknowledge that, who are sensitive to that, and who come alongside. And we comfort them with the same comfort by which we've been comforted. But rest assured one thing, and that is that God is faithful. He acknowledges each one of you and is faithful to meet you right where you are. I want to encourage you by saying that your faithfulness to God, I encourage you, should not be dependent upon how good or how difficult your circumstances are, but upon God who is, knowing that His love for you is always present. And what I would like to tell you is that your influence of being a godly mother is important not only to your own children, if you have children, but also to those little ones who walk around here every single week. Every single week. How you treat them will help shape their view of church and God. Do you think that's important? Sisters, I'm speaking to each one of you. I'm not leaving any one of you out, young or old. I'm telling you, it matters how you mother these children that we have been entrusted with here. I know they belong to a specific set of parents. But I tell you, how we treat them as they go through the hospitality line, how it is that you talk to them, what you say to them, how you treat them matters. When they run around, be a good thing for them to walk. But when they want to run around, how you speak to them, even then. Do you take the time? You know, I remember in years past how it was that I remember the saying, kids, it's better for kids to be seen and not heard, right? It's like, wow, that's... they should be seen and heard. I love the sound of laughter. I love the sound. I love to hear what they have to say, the things that come out of children, their faith and all that. I love to see that. But listen, I'm telling each and every one of you, you help shape their view of who God is. And it doesn't matter who you are. We love our moms, every single one of you, who carefully and lovingly pour into the children here at Refuge, whether you do that in the classroom or outside of the classroom. And of course, we encourage you to do that in your home. Just briefly, we're going to touch on a few things here, but I want to encourage you with this statement. God works through ordinary faithfulness. God works through ordinary faithfulness. That is what will build up, what will help others focus on, and that's what we're going to look at this morning, the godly training of children being the first and most pressing duty of a Christian mother. So this morning, I want to take a brief moment to talk to all of my sisters about this ordinary faithfulness that God works through, and then encourage you in it. Because the impact of that everyday ordinary faithfulness is what could make, listen to this, an eternal impact on some little guy or girl that God has placed before you to influence today in a godly way. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." This is true of the mother at home. The simple faithfulness of a mother at home. But it is also something that is to be true of those who are older, passing along to the younger within the church. And that's what we see in Titus chapter 2, verse 4. "And so train the young women to love their husbands and children." Your work is not over once you are empty nesters and your children have gone from the home. There's more work to be done. In fact, that which you have learned along the way, we are commanded to pass along to others. And so it is that the church is being built up. In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, it says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck." We have examples of the influence of a godly mother and how that influence has impacted children throughout the Bible. I mentioned Jochebed, the mother of Moses, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, the prophet, Naomi, the mother-in-law of Ruth, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, Lois and Eunice, who we have here, the grandmother and mother of Timothy. And so from this, we understand that a mother's role is vital within the family and the fellowship of the saints and society in general. Mothers, your influence extends well beyond your child's early years and well beyond your home and well beyond your family. The Bible encourages mothers to take heart, to persevere, and most of all, to trust in the Lord's guidance. Again, Paul writes in 2 Timothy 1:5, "I am reminded of your sincere faith and faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well." Paul was influenced by Timothy. He was impacted greatly. You can take a look at Acts chapter 16 and see how it was that he impacted him so greatly that he wanted him to go with him on his missionary journeys. He referred to him in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2, "To Timothy, my true child in the faith." And he refers to him in this letter, 2 Timothy 1, 2, "To Timothy, my beloved child." A term of endearment. He was a son in the faith. And as Paul lived confidently trusting in the Lord, his hope and prayers for Timothy were that he would also live his life with full confidence in the Lord. Paul remembered three things. He remembered Timothy in his prayers, but he also remembered Timothy's tears. He was a man whose heart was full of love for the Lord, but full of love for his brethren. Remember, a faith that first began with his grandmother and mother. He wouldn't have that love for the Lord. He wouldn't have that love for the brethren if it wasn't instilled in him by those who raised him. A sincere faith that both his grandmother and mother first had and passed along to Timothy. A faith that Paul now was impacted by. The great apostle Paul, impacted by a young Timothy. Prayers as a child in the faith, this is one of the most important things that we can do as parents for our children. Pray for them. And Paul, being his father in the faith, prayed for Timothy day in and day out, day and night. These tears that Paul remembered were thought to be to have been shed when they parted ways, when they went their own way. It was a sincere love, a sorrow that was expressed in their departure. To Timothy, Paul said that he couldn't wait to see him. "I long to see you so that Timothy," as he was writing to him, "may be filled with joy." For Paul, it was something that he remembered and noted. Timothy's tears were an expression of his care and love for Paul, a tenderness in Timothy's heart. I have no doubt that Paul Perhaps he had a separate letter. But his expression of gratitude toward Timothy's mother and grandmother were expressed even through this letter, thanking them for what they had instilled in Timothy. Perhaps that's something that would be great to happen for you as parents, no? 3 John 1:4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. To hear that from someone else. Oh, your child, Timothy, he's wonderful. Not just the understanding of God's word has really served to stir my heart up, but his willingness to serve sacrificially. Wow, that has actually encouraged me to go and to serve God all the more. Imagine hearing that as a parent. And so Paul remembers, as he tells Timothy, I remember their sincere faith, which I'm sure is in you as well. The sincere faith dwelt first in his grandmother, Lois, and then in his mother, Eunice. Timothy and his family were from the ancient city of Lystra, where Paul had visited both his first and second, in his first and second missionary journeys. And it was in his second stop in Lystra that he met a young man by the name of Timothy. And so we have that in Acts chapter 16. Timothy had come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior and devoted himself to serving Jesus and left with Paul to strengthen the churches in various locations. He was willing to go. He was ready to go. And what Paul learned of Timothy when he met him in Lystra was confirmed as he traveled with him. It seemed that the faith that started with Timothy's grandmother and mother was deeply embedded in the heart of Timothy and was used to impact the lives of many, including Paul. It served as an encouragement to many people. C.H. Spurgeon said this, quote, "A mother's influence is not limited to her children, but extends to the whole world, indeed." A mother's influence will always extend beyond her children. Therefore, the teaching should be carefully considered and care should be taken in the upbringing, the training, and the counsel that is given to children. This instruction was given to the people of God from the time of Moses. As we look back at Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk with them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." I love to hear about moms who are deliberate about passing along their faith to their children. My wife is such a woman. She's deliberate about teaching and reminding our adult children and our grandchildren about God, his word, his faithful people, those who have served him and are serving him. One of our granddaughters was at the house yesterday morning. And while I was preparing some pancakes, so she loves pancakes, and so she immediately in the morning was asking for pancakes. And while I was doing that, Bettina, she has these books, two of her favorite books that she reads, to our grandchildren are about faithful women. And one is about Amy Carmichael. The other one is about Corrie ten Boom. And those are just two. So she got to pick, our granddaughter got to pick which one she wanted her to read to our granddaughter. And she did. And then when her parents came over, our son and our daughter-in-law, she was explaining to them how it was that she pointed to the books and was talking about Amy Carmichael or Corrie ten Boom. Yeah. Such a blessing to me. As I see my wife encouraging our family to seek the Lord, to trust in Him and walk in His ways, to turn to Him, and to love Him because He first loved them. I hear this time and time again. I don't say this for any other reason but to encourage you. I understand I'm a blessed man. But my family needs to realize that we are a blessed family because we have a godly mother. They have a godly mother. One who is there day in and day out, impacting them by her influence, knowing that it does not stop there. The extension of her influence reaches well beyond the family and into the church body. Sisters, you know that all too well. The impact that one woman can have in your life that is willing to take the time to pour into you. Those things that have to do with the Lord, pointing you to Jesus Christ, pointing you to the Word, pointing you to faithful service unto the Lord. The impact of someone who takes motherhood seriously within the church. The lasting impact that that could have and will have. In Psalm chapter 78, verses 4 through 7, the psalmist writes, "We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord in His might and the wonders that He has done. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments." You know, as we go back even to Timothy and the words that Paul wrote to him, we need to remember how God was working through the ordinary faithfulness of two women in Timothy's life. Because of the impact that they had on Timothy in the things of God, Paul encouraged him to stand courageous in Christ, something that was taught to him by his mom and grandmother. Paul was simply telling him what he had already heard time and time again, giving him stories, as we just read in Psalm 78, of things that God has been faithful to bring the children of Israel through and has been for them over the years. Telling Timothy, God has not given you a spirit of fear. Mothers, tell your children, God has not given you a spirit of fear. But He has given you a spirit of power and of love and of self-control. May those words echo in the hearts and minds of our children, day in and day out. And may they resound, may they get even louder in those times of difficulties. When you are found being pressed on all sides, overwhelmed perhaps, unsure of what direction to take, may those words that you've been encouraged by some mom resonate in your heart. The gifts of God are to be exercised with God's love and for God's purposes to glorify Him. Personal self-control requires a mind that is governed by God's word and is discerning of the schemes of the enemy. Always asking God for His wisdom and walking according to the Spirit. Again, I remind you that this was all built up in the heart of Timothy by his grandmother and mother as he was being raised. Again, God works through ordinary faithfulness. A faith that is lit at home will be a light that points to Jesus throughout the world and everywhere they go. Psalm 127, 3 and 4 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth." Laying a foundation of biblical principles for your children will instill godly values in them that will remain active throughout their entire lives. And so, mother, seek wisdom. Seek God's wisdom. James 1:5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." Make sure you seek the Lord for wisdom and guidance, because it is crucial in making decisions that honor God and benefit the family, and will be seen in you, and then passed along as you pass that along to them. Mothers, I also ask, and my hope for you is that you would rest in God's provision and care for your family. Matthew 6, 33 and 34 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." As you seek God's kingdom and prioritize your relationship with him, he will provide for your needs and in your care for your families. He is faithful to do so. That, sisters, is ordinary faith that impacts others in extraordinary ways. Again, 2 Timothy 1:5. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. That last part would not have been possible without the first part. At least his mother and grandmother wouldn't have had the blessing of having been the ones to pour into their son Timothy so that he may go on to influence and impact others for the sake of the kingdom of God. The influence of a godly mother will exceed this life. A quiet, genuine faith will have an influence that shapes generations. Believe that. Know that to be true. And what is done for Christ will impact a life for all eternity. And it all starts with ordinary faith in the home. That's where it starts. So I pray that for those of you mothers who have been praying for your children, who have been seeking the Lord, that you continue to do so. For all others, do you know the faith that Timothy had? Do you know the faith that saves in Christ? And I pray that if you don't, that you know that sin separates you from God, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You see, in this moment, perhaps as your mom has even invited you to come out, and you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, the first thing, the most important thing that she's praying for you is your salvation. Nothing else matters until that is straight with you. Do you know salvation in Christ? The Bible says that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Do you know salvation? There's nothing that would make your mom more happy, both today and for all the rest of her life, than to know that you have surrendered your life to Christ. And I pray that you not only do today, but that you press into the Lord and continue to walk faithfully with the Lord, just as Timothy did. May you do the same. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord, that you are good and you are the God of all comfort. And you, Lord, are the one that is trustworthy and praiseworthy. And we look to you today. We thank you for our mothers. We thank you, Lord, that we can look to them. And I pray, Father, that you would give them wisdom and insight and discernment. And Lord, that you would give them strength, and that they would persevere in the things that have to do with you, that they may continue to have an influence on children and grandchildren, and on those, and for those within the church as well, that they would know that you've called them to pour into others as a mother, to care and to comfort and to build up and to encourage. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. And I ask, Lord, that you would bless the rest of this day, all to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's all stand.